Pine Bridge is giving their Coliseum to the Spruce Pine Fire Department to use as a community center. This move not only allows the fire department to house citizens in an emergency, but it also gives the fire department an opportunity to use the building as a training facility, which would bring people to the county, and that would mean a boost to the area's economy.
Yeah, you look at the state of North Carolina and firefighter training facilities. We do not have one in the state. You look at a law enforcement training facility, and the Highway Patrol has theirs where they train their people. But as far as in Western North Carolina, if you look at training in general for the fire service, law enforcement, prisons, and so forth, there's not a lot of training facilities. So we had explored some avenues, and over the last 3 years have had some, the only that I know of, statewide fire training or agency training was held at Pine Bridge last year and brought a lot of people to the community, and we look to expand on that and use that facility for training, which would bring people to the area who would have to eat while they're here and have lodging and buy gasoline. And, you know, we don't want to say it's all tourism, but it would be a way to bring people to the community to use a community building for training.
David Hughes is the Spruce Pine Fire Chief. Claudia Pittman with Pine Bridge says she hasn't been this excited about Pine Bridge in a long time.
If tourism is our greatest industry here, which I personally believe it is, I think there's no greater opportunity for tourism than to bring people from all over the state of North Carolina to Mitchell County. It will benefit so many more than just Pine Bridge, so many more than just the fire department, you know, because it will. It's tourism at its finest. You can call it service industry, you can call it tourism, whatever you want to, but it's economics for Mitchell County is what it is. And so that's why I think it's a good partnership. Regionally, there'll be great impact from this partnership because of the people that they're able to pull in, because of the training seminars that they're able to put together. You know, they have to do it anyway. And their goal is rather than go out of town and spend the money out of town, why not bring it to them? Which I think is pretty smart because that's where the economic impact is going to be. I haven't been this excited about Pine Bridge in a long time. And I know that the fire department, they've come back to us with tons and tons and tons of options and ideas and suggestions. And so I think anytime you get that many people thinking together on the same page for the common good of the community, it's a good thing.
Claudia Pittman with Pine Bridge. She says the facility will still continue to host many events as they have in the past, such as the Mineral and Gem Festival. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.